Welcome to Mindset Mastery. Discover the keys to true financial freedom. Join your host, Bonnie Gressel, and 25 amazing experts in this special event that will help you experience a breakthrough in your entrepreneurial journey. And now, your host, Bonnie Gressel.
So that whole worthiness piece,
yeah.
Do you find in the people that you work with in helping them to, you know, bring their business to the, you know, six or seven figure level that they want, struggle at all with that or have at some point with the whole worthiness piece?
That's an important factor to remind ourselves, to give yourself permission that you don't have to have all of it right now. You don't have to have all the answers right now, because some of the gaps you can go get along the way. You know, you can acquire and you can learn things. You can use borrowed wisdom. You know, you can hire people to do things that you don't know how to do. So I think that's an important aspect that will help us, you know, boost your self-confidence.
Along the way, in your earlier times, maybe as an entrepreneur, maybe even before you considered yourself an entrepreneur, if there were mistakes or pitfalls that you encountered along the way, how, you know, and maybe there weren't, I don't mean to imply, right. But if there were, how did you keep from repeating that? How did you keep from not, you know, so that you didn't have to go back there and experience that again?
Well, for me, I think the most powerful change was learning how to overcome limiting beliefs. And I really think there's two parts to that. So first, you got to first decide to overcome your limiting beliefs. And I got to tell you, Bonnie, I've never seen anyone be successful in any area of life, whether it's business, sports, music, you know, losing weight, relationships, none of that, who didn't have to learn how to master their mindset. You know, and I think we see plenty of examples in sports how mindset does play a critical factor that influences whether a team loses or wins a game, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so the same team, the same athlete can be amazing in one game and then sloppy in another. And I really believe in our businesses that is no different. And so for me, I had to make that decision to overcome my limiting beliefs. But the second thing I learned how to do is I believe you have to have a specific method for overcoming those limiting beliefs. And to me, it made sense to have a defensive strategy and an offensive strategy. So my defensive strategy was to write down my core beliefs about business success.
Mm.
So I truly believe, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Yeah.
Because those who stand for nothing, you know, they're going to end up falling for anything. And so you really have to ask yourself, what truths do you stand for? You know, what do you really believe? And have you written it down? You know, corporations do this, and when they do it, it's called your core ideology. You know, if you're doing it for your family, you have a written family, the core value statement of what your family beliefs are, right? And so we want to do this for ourselves, for our own businesses, and write down, what do I believe about success? And that was a big breakthrough for me, Bonnie. So, you know, if you think about sports again, you know, a strong defensive team, it keeps the other team from scoring. And in our businesses, when we hold strong to our beliefs, it defends us against those gremlins that try to knock you down, you know? And so I have written beliefs around success. I don't know if I have time to share what they are, but I have it. And then I can also talk about the offensive strategy around this.
Well, you know, and what occurs to me is, as you're saying this, is that until we write it down, we don't maybe even realize what our beliefs are, and
yeah.
Some of them are limiting.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, on my list, I write things down like, hey, success, I believe success doesn't happen overnight. And on my list, I write three words, food, health, exercise. To me, it makes total sense. Yeah, if you want to get healthy, you know, you can't just eat great food for 1 or 2 weeks and decide and end up being healthy. And that to me, you know, clicks, the switch gets clicked over pretty fast to apply that to my business. And so, you know, I have a list of things that I believe around business success, and that keeps me grounded on my defensive strategy. So should I tell you about the offensive strategy?
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Okay. And if we have time, I'd love to even share a couple of things on my list. But anyway, the offensive strategy to overcoming your limiting beliefs, you want to think about this. You know, when what I see happens a lot is this. Our faith can waver when we focus on the obstacles. So when we take our eye off the goal, we end up naturally, you know, seeing just the obstacles. And so with an offensive strategy, you know, I use what I call the TLC. And this was developed really, I developed that from watching my kids. I'll give you an illustration with the kids. I have two sons and a daughter. My boys grew up playing soccer. And I remember one time there was a big state cups game that my son Keegan's team was playing in, and they lost. So it was a tough loss, because the players knew, they had the skill, they had the training, they had the preparation. I asked my son why he thought they lost, and I was surprised, Bonnie, by the insight that he shared. And at the time he was like 13 years old, you know. He said he felt that the team lost because they lost their confidence. When the other team scored 3 goals against them early on in the game. And so before halftime even came around, the team believed that there was no way to win the game.
Sure.
And I think that's the same for our businesses. And so when we see, you know, like we're swinging and missing in our businesses, I've developed my TLC strategy. So T stands for talk it, type it, which just means say it out loud, you know, all those quiet voices that are going on in your inner dialogue, you know, it's these negative statements that you're saying to yourself. So say it out loud so you can actually address it and see it for what it is. L is for let it go. Don't keep holding on to the negative inner dialogue. Let it go. Stop reminding yourself of past failures. And then C is for coach yourself.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, so give yourself a better thought, because if you don't, you know, if you hold on to a limiting belief, it really can cripple your business. Mm-hmm. And so that's my TLC strategy for my offensive strategy.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, it, kind of a sports thing again, you can feel the momentum. I look at it as momentum shifting in a game where two teams are, you know, fighting, you know, playing a sporting game. And it's the same, and you're right, it's the same in your business. Sometimes we just lose momentum.
Yeah, and it's sneaky, you know, the thoughts that you allow to go on in your mind. If you don't exercise that awareness muscle, it's really sneaky how you don't even realize you're thinking these thoughts. I mean, I had a client that I was working with on this, and she just was going through such resistance with some of the sales and marketing stuff we were working on. And this is what surfaced. What was holding her back was her limiting beliefs. So when we did this exercise and I made her say it out loud, you know, what are all the thoughts that she can come up with, she can think that is going on. And so we had her write it down. I had her write it down on a big piece of paper. And for her, she believed, she said, you know, we are in a recession. No one is going to buy. That was the quiet voice that she never spoke out loud, but she had that thought. And so I asked her, and said, all right, well, you know what? You need to find 7 examples from the same buyer group who are still spending money on similar purchases. Write these examples down and put it all over your limiting belief.
Yeah.
And so that process for her really helped her, just as, you know, the same process I keep using to help me.
Sure, sure. Well, it's, you know, that whole saying it aloud, you know, somebody, I can't remember whose quote this is, but it's say it, claim it.
Yeah.
You know, like saying it out loud, it gives it power, and it gives it, and sometimes people even do imagery around it. I mean, because everything kind of looks like something in our mind, but just making it real. It's that awareness piece that I think is important to start with awareness.
Absolutely. And I think the imagery is, and even other activities are always great things to do. I mean, I've had some of my clients, you know, go as far as write it down and burn it in the fire. You know, watch it burn so you can just physically let it go. Let go of those thoughts because they're not helping.
Yeah. And that letting go part is the hardest, in my mind, that's the hardest part. And some people, that's where they get stuck. It's like, okay, I know what it is. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to say it. But I can't let it go. So how do you help clients do this? Or how did you do this along your path to actually be able to let it go? Or maybe it's the process that you just described that really works for you in that way.
Yeah, well, I think it works together, you know, the offensive and the defensive. So, you let it go. But what you're not just telling yourself, okay, I'm not going to think this anymore.
Right.
Because that makes us think about it, right?
Exactly.
But instead, you go back to the list that you decided, these are the principles, these are the truths that I believe, you know? And so I go back to my list and I read them and I replace my thoughts with meditating and focusing and just really digesting these thoughts. So, you know, one of mine is, hey, I believe the only way I can succeed is by helping others succeed. Mm-hmm. And by me focusing on that and just meditating on that for even a couple minutes, that helps to shift my belief shifts, that particular belief shifts my focus off of me, and it reframes my focus on how I can better help my audience, you know, a small business owner. So it's really not about, you know, you stop getting preoccupied about yourself and what you can or cannot do, and you just rechannel that energy to who is it that you were trying to help in the first place, right?
Right.
Focus on them. So, you know, those are one, that's one of the things on my list. And then I go through some of the other things. So when I might have a day where, you know, I'm having a moment of weakness or I had a really epic fail and I'm feeling awful about myself and licking my wounds, right? Because we all have it. I go to my list and I reread the things that I said I believed, and it's a deep conviction to say, yeah, you know what, that's true. Let me think on that instead. So it's not just like dieting. You don't think about, oh, I can't have chocolate. You know, what you think about are the things that you can have and that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with our mindset, is we think about the positive things we believe in. So I believe genius. I believe genius is 1% talent and 99% hard work. That's what Albert Einstein said.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that. And so now I don't have to beat myself up if I'm having a day where I feel pretty untalented. You know? So
yeah.
I said, it doesn't matter if I'm untalented. I only need 1%, right?
That's right. That's right.
Albert Einstein said so, and I think he's a smart guy, so I'm going to go with that.
Absolutely. Oh, that's a powerful tool for people to be able to use when they're feeling stuck, and to just recognize those limiting beliefs. Now, I know that you've got a very nice, very special gift for all the people listening. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I have a one-page business transformation template. You know, it's to help you design your roadmap in your business, what you need to focus on to hit your goals in just the next 90-day period. And that particular template also is goes hand in hand with this mindset, because I think a lot of folks can get overly tripped up on, okay, it's gotta all be willpower and mind power and motivation. But because the other half of it is, if you don't have a clear roadmap, you know, it's not gonna help you either. You know, you need both. You truly need both. And so that's what I have as a free gift.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that generous offer. You know, we've talked about so many awesome things today. You have such wisdom to share. Is there like one thing, if people couldn't fit any more in their brains today, what one thing would you like to leave them with? Maybe it's a thought, a suggestion, or maybe an action step that they can take right now to get to that breakthrough in their business.
Well, I'd say the one action step is go get that template, because that's going to help you stay focused on your roadmap. And then for your mindset action step, I would say it's give yourself permission to feel all those negative things at first, you know, because that's what courage is. Courage is not, not the absence of fear. Courage is moving forward despite the fear.
Despite.
So sometimes our mindset can really be about, you know, thoughts of worry or thoughts that bring anxiety. And I think it's important to say, well, it's going to be there. We all get anxious or worried or nervous and things like that from time to time. And so just take courage. You can do it.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking your time, because I know you're a busy person. Thank you so much for taking your time to share all of these pieces of wisdom and your expertise with all of us. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Bonnie. Thanks for having me.